I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Hebrews 11:31. Hebrews 11:31. This blessed book, 11th chapter. The Spirit of God gave a list of different ones that God was pleased to show mercy to. And I'd like to look at verse 31 for a few minutes. Consider that by faith, the harlot, Rahab, perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Now, I want you to turn to Joshua 2, and I'm going to read, I want to read Joshua chapter 2, 24 verses, and let's just see what happened. How did this come about? Joshua 2, verse 1. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, even Jericho." And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. They laid there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country." The king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they are become to search out all the country." And the woman took the two men and hid them, said, "Thus there came unto me, but I wist not whence they were." It came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax she had laid in order upon the roof, and the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them on the roof, and she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, that all the inhabitants of the land faint, were melting because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I've showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, that ye will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." And the men answered her, "Our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we will deal kindly, truly with thee." And she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall, and she said unto them, "Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days till the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. Thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, all thy father's household home unto thee. It shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thine house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. Whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. If thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. She bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went, came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, Truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Now, here was a woman that was a Canaanite. She was an alien from the commonwealth of Israel. Now, this woman is a beautiful, perfect example of every one of us. A heart. Disrespectful, disobedient. Before God Almighty, there's not one person in this room or in any other part of this nation, this world, or ever has been one that's not just exactly like this woman. Oh, you say, I'm not like her. Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about people that know something about what they are by nature. I'm going to tell you something. I find great comfort having a heart to admit I'm just like this woman. I need a Savior. I need one that is able. I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I need for God Almighty to do something for me that I can't do for myself. Here was one that was out of every kindred, nation, tribe, and tongue. This was one that Almighty God was pleased. From before the foundation of the world. That's what you just said, Tom. That God Almighty was pleased to show mercy to. This woman, I know, I just read this. Back in Hebrews 11:31, it says, By faith, the harlot Rahab perish not with them that believe not when she had received the spies with peace. I know this. This woman believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses wrote of him. That's what the Lord told those Pharisees. He said, if you believe Moses, you believe me. Moses wrote of me. This woman knew something of the glorious deliverance by sovereign saving grace say, well, how could she? That was so long ago. The gospel is the eternal gospel. This is the gospel that was preached in the garden. Substitution. God Almighty killed an animal. Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves with some fig leaves. The Lord preached Christ to them. Covered them. This woman believed God. She believed that Almighty God had shown mercy to her. By faith. Just a harlot. Just a woman of the street. Just a woman that just made her living selling herself. Oh, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I'm going to tell you something. I find it very comforting when I read in the Scriptures about the dregs of this world that God Almighty has shown mercy to. Now you that by the grace of God have seen yourself to be just like this woman right here. This dear sister. Sister Rahab. You know, this world never stand with her. Well, I'm not going to stand with that woman. Well, I tell you what. I believe there's some this morning that would gladly embrace this woman. So, you know, y'all met my sister. Sister, this harlot that God showed mercy to. I want you to look, first of all, concerning her deliverance. And she's no different than anybody here. I mean, if God's shown mercy to anybody here, He showed mercy just exactly the way He did this woman. I want you to consider the providence of God in her deliverance. The Scripture said, we just read where two spies were sent out secretly. But you know the very night that they were sent out? The king of Jericho knew about it. God Almighty made sure. How did he find out? God allowed him the privilege to be able to know it. If the Lord hadn't given him information, I don't know how he heard it, but he heard it. He knew it. Two men were secretly sent out to view the land. And they came, the Scripture says, to a woman's house named Rahab. She was a harlot. The Scripture does not reveal that these two spies knew anything about Rahab. They didn't. Joshua didn't tell them, say, now listen, there's a harlot there, and I want you to go out there and find her. You go and search out the land secretly. How did they get there? Now you know the answer. The steps of a good man. Not one good in himself, I know that. The one that God Almighty has been pleased to show mercy to. The steps of good man are ordered by the Lord. And He delighteth in His way. The Lord delighteth in His way, and He delights in the Lord's way. Before the foundation of the world. Predestinating grace. How did they get there? God sent them. Almighty God sent these two men. His hand providentially, powerfully, directed them to this very house, to the very one that He had chosen to deliver. Lord knew Rahab was there. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. How'd you get here? The Lord brought you here. Oh, well, the way I got here, I was dating this girl. And I was dating this guy. Your mama, always made me come to church. I didn't want to, but she made me come, and how'd you get here? The Lord, in His infinite mercy and grace, put you. You kids are sitting here this morning. Thank God you've got some parents. But Almighty God was pleased to allow the privilege to be able to sit here and hear. Yeah, but I don't like it. I know. But by the grace of God, the Lord may show mercy to you. He may. Peradventure, He might. The Lord had purposed that this harlot, this prostitute, He was going to spare this woman. Not only in the day of Jericho's demise, but He was going to show mercy everlastingly to this woman. He'd always shown mercy to her. He'd always loved her. She was always His. What was the ground of her faith? I know that the Scripture says that by faith, by the faith of God's elect, by faith, this woman is listed in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and God Almighty was telling us some that He showed mercy to and gave them faith to believe. By faith, this woman believed God. What was the ground of her faith? How did it get there? Well, it got there the only way it ever gets there. By hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hearing the gospel of God's grace. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of this gospel. This is the power of God. This is God's means. This is the way that God Almighty sends through the preaching of the gospel is truth. A truth of God. This is how faith cometh and cometh. I'm talking about the faith that you believe by now, right now. Not yesterday. Faith cometh. It cometh. It cometh. Yesterday's faith is gone. You're not living on yesterday's faith. Faith cometh. If God Almighty doesn't give you faith right now, you don't believe Him. Faith is right now. I need it now. I need it now. Faith cometh. This woman heard by faith. She perished not. Those that believe not, when she received the spies with peace. When did she hear? Faith cometh by hearing. That's what the Scripture says. Well, the Scripture says back in Joshua chapter 2 that all of Jericho heard. They heard something. Well, what did they hear? Well, back in Joshua 2:10, it says, for we have heard. And see, after she hid those men up on top of that building and told those fellows, she said, I really don't have any idea what happened. They were here, but I didn't know why they were here. If you'll just hurry. I think if you hurry, I think you'll catch them. Maybe. And they were out of there. She had hidden them up on rooftop there, and she went up there, and she told them in verse 2, she said, We've heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. We heard of God's deliverance. We heard how Almighty God was pleased to deliver His people. Now He opened up the Red Sea. And I'm just convinced that she saw Christ, our Red Sea, rent. And she saw the people of God walk across. She heard about that. Dry ground. No struggles. God opened the way. He said, we heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea and did it in particular. He heard about particular redemption. Did it for you. When you came out of Egypt, how God delivered you out of that state of bondage. Delivered you from that which pictured your sin. What He did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan. We heard of God's justice. God's mercy to you. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. Objects of God's mercy. When did this woman hear? She heard right there. We've heard and our hearts melted. How many of them heard? All of them heard. They heard the same message. But I'm going to tell you something. Obviously, there were some wayside hearers. And there were some stony ground hearers. And there were some thorny ground hearers. But I know of one, at least, that was a good ground hearer. And how did she hear? She heard by the grace of God. She heard by the mercy of Almighty God. We all heard. All of us heard. We heard and we saw and we had described to us exactly what was happening. What was the ground of her faith? The Word of God. Same Word. What was the effect of her faith? The Scripture says back in Hebrews 11:32, she received the spies with peace. You're the messengers of God. You are God's messengers. The Spirit of God produced the fruit in that woman. Faith. And did it to God's glory. God's honor. We know. I tell you, false faith can give an intellectual assent to God's existence. The devils know this. Demons know that God exists. I know most of you probably know my kids. Some of you may know Gabe, but I got three girls too. The youngest, one of the last times that I was ever in Ashland at the Bible school, was in your daddy's, mom and dad's house. Carrie was over at Bob's, and Becca, my youngest daughter, came to me one night, and she said, Dad, can I talk to you? I said, yeah. She said, I'd like to confess the Lord in baptism. I said, why? I wanted to hear what she had to say. Why? She said, I've listened to you all my life. I guess she's 18, 19 years old this time. She said, I've heard you all my life. And she said, I understand what you're saying. I understand. She said, I know the difference between Calvinism and Arminianism. I understand the difference. I can give a good, I described both of them. And she said, I've understood it. But she said, you know, though I understood the concept of the gospel, I just didn't have a heart for it. But I believe the Lord's given me a heart for Christ. And she says, not just a doctrine to me. She said, it's a person. I said, that's about the best description, illustration of truthfulness I guess I've ever heard. I baptized her. Men can understand the 5 points of Calvinism. I understand. These men, women, all heard of God. They knew. We heard. We know. But faith that is not accompanied by an obedience in walk, a consistent walk, faithful walk, a following after. I understand. I know. I know what they're preaching over at Hurricane Road. I understand that, and I believe that. Not unless you hunger after Christ, consistently following after Him, staying. No. This woman believed God, and she received peace, God's messengers. Even so, faith, James says, if it hath not works, consistency. Dead, being alone. This woman received these men. I want you to look at the miracle of the singleness of faith. And this is what I mean with this. The singleness. I don't know how many. I mentioned this. I don't know how many people were in that city. I do know, according to that woman's report, it was pretty universal. We've heard about you guys. We've heard about what happened to you. We know what happened when you came out of Egypt. We know what happened. I know what happened to Sihon. I know what happened to Og when you guys were coming around and you were coming to Canaan. We know that. And Sihon and Og didn't receive you graciously. And you asked them, y'all mind if we pass through here? We're not looking for trouble. We just want to kind of come through. Here's all we're asking. No. No. Sihon went out and picked a fight with them. That's what he did. All they wanted to do, Tom, was go through. That's all we wanted to do. Sihon came out here and started a fight with them. And they wasn't looking for a fight, but they wasn't running either. She said, we heard. We heard what happened to Sihon. And Og. We know. When we heard what happened, our hearts melted. Well, for a while, they were fearful for a while, most of them. But because justice wasn't executed speedily, because they didn't show up in Jericho speedily, kind of waned after a while, but not in her heart. Of all that heard, no one is mentioned that truly believed God except this woman right here. It is a miracle of God's grace that God would call any out of darkness. But how often do you see? Not always. Not always. And I'm thankful for that. God Almighty would show mercy to any. But how often do you see that there's one, two out of a group? I don't know how big Jericho was, but I do know this, for one that God showed mercy to. And there was some that benefited from God showing mercy to her. a mom and daddy and her sister and their families and stuff like that. Boy, you talk about a beautiful picture of mercy shown to many for the sake of one. I shared this with some of you. Last time I was at Brother Henry's here a few months ago, if I shared this with you, just bear with me. He told me about when he was in the war. He said we were on our way to Okinawa. He said I just watched them raise that flag that there at Iwo Jima. He said I saw them raise that flag. And he said we were on our way to Okinawa. And he said long line transport ships, and he said kamikazes everywhere. And he said a kamikaze plane hit the ship right in front of us. And he said it went down, all those sailors with it. Most of them perished. He said hit the one right behind us. And he said that ship went down. And he said kamikaze never hit us. He said, yeah, Almighty God was pleased to show mercy to a bunch of sailors and Marines. Sake of one. Don't call that man in time out of darkness. Teach him the gospel. Raise him up. Put him in Ashland, Kentucky. Call some folks out. Oh, the mercy of God. For mercy that was shown to this one woman. Her family, temporarily at least, God showed mercy. And here's this woman, alone, preferred by God Almighty to show kindness and compassion to. And this woman, who had a heart for God's honor and God's glory, and would take God's side against everybody else in her city. I don't doubt she knew a bunch of these people. Probably raised right there, went to school with a bunch of them, you know. And knew who she was and she knew who they were. But I'd like for us to consider one other thing. I'd like for us to consider this woman's answer to the messengers from the king came and talked to her. She was there, and this king sent some fellows over. And they said back in Joshua 2, it said that the woman, verse 4, Joshua 2, took the two men and she hid them and said thus, There came men unto me. I'll admit that, she said. But I wist not. I don't have a clue. I have no clue whence they were. I don't know where they came from. I don't know what they wanted. I have no idea what their business was all about. And she said, this is exactly how it went down. This is exactly how it went down. She said, came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate. It was dark. Remember that. It was dark. The men went out. And where they went, again, I just wot not. She said, I'm just at a loss to know what happened. Pursue after them quickly. Because there, I'm sure you can overtake them. And the scripture says in verse 6, but she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them by the stalks of flax which she laid in order upon the roof. Now let's ask ourselves this question. Did this woman lie to them? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. She lied to him. Now I want you to listen
what God said about what she said. Now, it doesn't really matter what man says about what she said. This is what God said.
James 2:25, likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Almighty God said that what this woman did, He was pleased with. Pleased with. Her act. Here's Rahab the harlot was justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out some other way and everything in between that. Justified. Her act, all of it, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, was an act of faith. She believed God. She had believed God, and had she not done what she did, her faith would have been shown to be not genuine. God Almighty accepted what this woman did in Christ and justified what she did. For this woman, for the people, it was an act of faith on her part, and it was judgment to those to whom she spoke. I want you to turn with me to 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians 2. And my friend, we're on ground right here that is so. Whether men believe it, whether they don't, it does not change the Word of God. Now you listen to what God has to say. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 to 12. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Now, let me tell you who I'm relating this verse right here to. Those that came to that woman saying, listen, we've heard of some men come in here to spy out the land. Where are they? Where are they? We've heard that. Where are they? They heard what she heard. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they should be saved. They heard what she said. They heard what she heard. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let me ask you what happened when these men looked in for the two spies. What happened? What did they want? According to the Word right here, what did they want? They wanted a lie. They wanted a lie. How do you know they wanted a lie? Because God says they would not receive the love of the truth. And God Almighty gave them just exactly what they wanted. God gave them just exactly what they wanted. Who gave them the message? He said, well, it was Rahab. No, it wasn't. God gave them just exactly what they wanted. The Lord sent them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And God Almighty said that woman was justified in what she did. My friend, here's power. This is power. Giving men exactly what they want. A lie and not being the author of their sin. That's power. God Almighty does as He will. You see? He does as He will in the army of heaven, among the inhabitants of the earth. God Almighty is just. No one will ever lay at His feet, "It was your fault." These men did just exactly what they wanted to do. They heard the truth, and they would not receive the love of the truth. "I don't want the truth. I don't want the truth. I'm going to give you a lie." That's what you want. That's what you're going to get. And then lastly, I want you to look at the reward of the faith that God had given her. What I read back in Hebrews 11. "By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not." These spies gave their word concerning her safety. He said, "I want you to take this scarlet thread, one that they climbed down. You bind this scarlet thread, beautiful, glorious picture of our Lord. Promise. Here's the promise. Here's the promise. What's the hope of our deliverance? What's the hope? His word. His word. It's Christ." These spies gave this word. And they said, "I want you to take this scarlet thread, and you bind this. When we come back, we're going to be looking for this scarlet thread. And you best be inside this house. You best be in this place that sets forth the refuge." Her house was a picture of Christ. She was a type of Christ as being one by whom her family, all the family, that scarlet thread was a picture of Christ. But I want you to notice something that I just thought was just wonderful. Wonderful. Talk about faith. You tie this scarlet thread in your window, be inside this house when we come through. No harm's going to come to you. We've got our word on that. We've got God's word on that. Joshua 2. Don't you just Joshua 2:21. I want you to this was the blessing to me. This woman didn't waste any time. Listen to this. "And she said, according unto your word," she's still talking to them, "so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window." I'm going to tie this scarlet thread right now. Today is the day of salvation. Today, the Scriptures reveal, back in Joshua 6, you can read it, verse 22, 23, 25, when they came through, Joshua had given this instruction: "You go get the harlot. You get that woman and her family. Don't you put a hand on her to harm her." Now, let me tell you in closing what happened. This woman is just a harlot. She was a recipient of the mercy of God, a sinner. This is the kind that Christ came to save. This is a sinner. This harlot, lifted from the dregs of sin and despair, and saved by the grace of God.
This harlot. God Almighty brought her out of that. Brought her out of that
sin and rebellion. She married a man named Salmon. Married a prince named Salmon.
And this woman, Rahab the harlot,
married this man and they had a boy. And their boy's name was Boaz. And Boaz married a woman named Ruth. And Boaz and Ruth had a boy. And his name was Jesse. That was David's daddy. And 14 generations later, the Lord Jesus Christ came through that line. Right there. Oh, the grace of God. Almighty God. Precious, precious Son. This was the human lineage through which He came. He looked. He saw this woman in mercy. I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the purpose which I please. Accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. This is just an old harlot. But a harlot that God showed mercy to. And if God shows mercy to this harlot right here, it's by the grace of God.